नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् दिव्यं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत् नष्टप्रैव सुभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवता सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्ति भवती नष्टिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ ज्ञानातिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानान्दनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददति स्वापदन्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सग्रजथं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशकान्वितं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपीश गोपिककान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदवनेश्वरि वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदधर श्रीवसादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गाता श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। दिस श्लोक इज वेरी लॉन्ग वेरी लॉन्ग इज फिट फॉर पंडित टू रिसाइट सो आई विल good word-to-word translation, purport and the translation. Tat, that, data, as, balisanam, of the fools, swayam, by yourself, Admana Un Shreya Welfare Param Ultimate Avidusta Avidusham of persons who do not know Parama Purusha O Lord of Lords Pakarsakarunaya. By abundant, costless mercy. Swamahimanam. Your personal glory. Cha and Apavaraga Akyam called Apavaraga or liberation. Upakalpayishyan desiring to give Swayam personally. Na apachita, not properly worshipped. Eva, although itaravat, like an ordinary person, iha, here, upalakshita, you are present and seen by us. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Laisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. O Lord of Lords, we are completely ignorant of the execution of Dharma, Artha, Kam, and Moksha, the process of liberation, because we do not actually know the goal of life. You have appeared personally before us like a person soliciting worship. But actually, you are present here just so we can see you. You have come out of your abundant and costless mercy in order to serve our purpose, our interest, and give us the benefit of your personal glory called Apavarga, or liberation. You have come, although you are not properly worshipped by us due to our ignorance. Purport. Lord Vishnu was personally present at the sacrificial arena, but this does not mean that he had any interest in his own personal benefit. Similarly, the Archavigraha, the deity in the temple, is present for the same purpose. Out of his costless mercy, the Supreme Personality of God had presented himself before us so that we can see him. Since we have no transcendental vision, we cannot see the spiritual Satchidananda Vigraha of the Lord. Therefore, out of his costless mercy, he comes in a form we can see. We can only see material things like stone and wood. And therefore, he accepts the form of stone and wood, and thus accepts our service in the temple. This is an exhibition of the Lord's costless mercy. Although he has no interest in such things, in order to receive our loving service, he agrees to act as he does. We cannot actually offer suitable paraphernalia for the Lord's worship because we are completely ignorant. It was out of his costless mercy that the Lord appeared in the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Nabi. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport to text 9 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 3, entitled Rishabhdev's Appearance. Hare Krishna. So we would like to offer our respectful obeisances to His Holiness Dhanavi Goswami Maharaj. And all the wonderful devotees present here, like my friend Vajra Hari Prabhu. (Clears throat)
if I'm seeing clearly, the prayer is being offered here to Lord, the subject. And this prayer is full of appreciation. This appreciation is due to the understanding of the inability of the conditioned souls. Conditioned souls, we have lost our right. We don't have a right again. We have lost it. But Krishna is so merciful, very kind, just like a father or a mother. They take interest for the children, seeing our helplessness. So, recognizing our inability in all respect, this prayer is being offered to the subject. Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma said, Chantamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpa Vriksha Laksha Britisu Surabi Ravi Palayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma Sevya Manam. Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma Sevya Manam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Lord Krishna is served by Lakshmis who are unlimited in number. How are they serving him? They serve Lord Krishna with affection, with their heart. The loving service of Lord Krishna is what is called devotional service. Therefore, it is only pure devotees that can serve Lord Krishna. Only pure devotees can serve Lord Krishna. Why? Because pure devotees, they render their service. Their interest is to please Lord Krishna. Therefore, in all the activities, Lord Krishna is in the center. Conditioned souls, we render devotional service not purely, with so many contaminations. Our devotional activities are full of contaminations, lust, false ego, pride. Therefore, it is not pure. Lord Krishna accepts pure things. Lord Krishna deals with purity. So he said with purity by his pure devotees. Yet, it is mentioned here, out of his costless mercy, he made himself available. That even though we are not so pure, and our intention is not to please him, our intentions are not actually to please Lord Krishna. Our intentions are maybe devotional service because I'm doing devotional service because it is natural for me. I happen to have the body which is suitable for that. I'm taken to devotional service. It's hereditary. has some motivations. I am doing some devotional service out of some force of circumstances. I'm doing devotional service. It has motivation. Or I need something, some benefit, some reciprocation from the Lord. I'm doing devotional service. It is not out of pure love for Krishna. It is not meant for giving Krishna pleasure. But Krishna is so merciful, Krishna is so kind, as a loving father, that he appreciates. Krishna appreciates. Oh, he or she is trying to do something. Of all the personalities in the world, although his intention is not pure, but of all the personalities in the world, he has selected to worship me. Therefore, even though it is not pure, let me transform these activities so that in due course of time, this motivated devotional service becomes pure devotional service. This is a costless mercy of Lord Krishna. In other words, Krishna is not standing here because he needs us, but we need him. We are not chanting Hare Krishna mantra 16 rounds minimum for Krishna. No, are we doing whatever activities we have to do in Krishna consciousness for Krishna? It is not. Everything we do in Krishna consciousness, it is for our own benefit. Krishna already has innumerable pure devotees who render him service out of love. So he has designed so many ways to help us. Standing here as Archabigraha, it is just to accept the service, and in that way get us purified. We are not keeping regulative principles for Krishna or for a spiritual master. It is not. It is for ourselves. So Lord Krishna, out of his sweet will, descends in the material world to give us his audience. And while here, he performed innumerable activities, and his pure devotees recorded them down. And other pure devotees also present them to us just to attract our attention, just to help us get us out of the complicated material world. So it is said here, it is costless mercy of Lord Krishna. Costless mercy. We cannot cost it. Devotional service is fully independent. Fully independent like Krishna. Nothing costs it. Once, Lord Advaitacharya visited Vrindavan. And he was in Mathura. At that time, there used to be one powerful pundit. He be scholar. Although he knows the scripture, but his false ego is like Mount Meru. So he was so proud that he goes everywhere. Every day his duty is to look for Vaishnavas and blaspheme and criticize them, ridicule them. That's his daily activity. Until one day he saw Advaita Acharya. So he was thinking, yes, a good chance for me to blaspheme this Vaishnavas. So he started to blaspheme. Advaita Acharya couldn't tolerate his false ego, desiring to show him causeless mercy. He manifests his 400 forms as Vishnu with the Sudarshan Chakra, and he was going to cut off his head. Seeing that the personality before him is not an ordinary person, but Vishnu himself, he fell down at his feet and begged for forgiveness. Begging for forgiveness and obtaining the mercy of Advaita Acharya, he spared his life. And he warned him, be careful what Vaishnavas, don't blaspheme. So this devotee started glorifying devotees instead of blaspheming. Now he goes everywhere looking for Vaishnavas to glorify them. Instead of going everywhere blaspheming Vaishnavas, he was now glorifying every Vaishnava he sees everywhere. That became his daily activity. So Vaishnava was wondering, what has happened? We like to avoid him, but today we prefer to associate with him because now he's a transformed person. What has caused his transformation? The Vaishnavas who were being blasphemed did not see Advaita Acharya. But this blasphemer saw Advaita Acharya and got his causeless mercy. What causes his liberation? His piety? No. This is causeless mercy. Causeless mercy. But causeless mercy does not just wait there to descend on any person. We have to make an effort to attract the causeless mercy of Lord Krishna. So these fortunate personalities are praying to Lord Vasudev. The appearance here in this sacrificial arena, it is not to come and accept our worship. It is actually to give us benediction. It is actually to bless us. It's our great fortune that have appeared before us. This is the mood of the devotees who are making advancement in Krishna consciousness. They don't blame Krishna for our misfortunes. They always offer glories to Lord Krishna in all circumstances. In all circumstances, devotees who are making progress in Krishna consciousness always offers respect, appreciation, and remain always grateful to Krishna in all circumstances. Because we know that we don't merit anything. It is causeless mercy. It is a process for advancement. Appreciating devotional service, appreciating Krishna and his pure representative who are preserving these pure teachings and making it available for us. So let us remain appreciative in our Krishna conscious life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question? Hare Krishna.
In today's time, we are not able to have a God before us like this story. But there are three ways God appears to different devotees. One of them is dream. Then second is trance, during the trance. And third is the disguised appearance. Disguised, in some disguised form. Means in, through somebody else, God conveys something. So how a devotee should understand such appearance of God in subtle manner? What he should learn from that, or how he should make sense of it?
For a sincere devotee, a serious devotee who wants to make advancement in Christian consciousness, one who has come here for Christian consciousness, is ready to learn from all corners, from all directions, from any person. That means that he is very eager. Therefore, Krishna can teach him or her in any way. In fact, everything becomes a lesson for him. And this way he sees Krishna in everything. He does not see Krishna different from anything, or see anything different from Krishna. He sees Krishna in everything. Therefore, whatever happens, say, "Thank you, Krishna." Because he's seeing Krishna's hand in his or her life. If we learn from everything, anybody. That means that we should be ready for Krishna. And Krishna will manifest himself in different ways. Mahabharat, Lord Krishna had a friend who performs austerity in the desert. So he met Krishna, and they are friends, so they exchange pleasantries. So Krishna asked him, "Can I give you any benediction?" Ask for benediction. So he told Krishna, yes, I have one. I prefer austerity, but in the desert, what is the most needed thing in the desert? Water. So my dear friend, while I am performing my austerity, whenever I am thirsty, please come and give me some water. Lord Krishna said, "Yes, I will do that." So they departed. He was there in the desert, he was doing his austerity, and he became thirsty. The moment he became thirsty, someone appeared. The very moment. But the person who appeared before him was a hunter, with a hunting bag. So he came before, they said, "My dear sir, is there anything I can do?" He said, "Get out. You are a contaminated person. I have nothing to do with you. I'm a pure yogi. Nothing to do with you. Get out." He said, "My dear sir, please, I'm not fit. But is there anything I can do for you? Please allow me to do some service." Say, "Please, I have told you, get out." So he left. And he was very, very thirsty that he couldn't continue his austerity. So he came to the city. As soon as he came out, he met Krishna. "Krishna, you promised to give me water and he did not come." No, Krishna said, "I came. The moment you were thirsty, I came." So, Krishna, you are telling a lie. I didn't see you. Krishna said, no, I'm not telling a lie. I came. Well, you rejected me, so I left with my water. He said, but I didn't see you. Krishna said, did you ever see somebody? He said, yes. I saw one wretched contaminated hunter who is dirty with blood all over his body. So I didn't see you. So Lord Krishna said, have you been performing austerity? Is it austerity you have been performing? He said, yes. So Lord Krishna said, I don't think so. If it's austerity, then you will have become very pure to have seen the person who came before you. I tasted your austerity and I saw that you are below the standard. I came there. I was that hunter. You have no eye to see me. You don't see me everywhere. In Bhagavad Gita, I said, Sarvata Panipadam Tat. You have not seen the Vedas? That's what I said in this Bhagavad Gita. Didn't you see? Everywhere are my hands, everywhere are my eyes, everywhere are my nose, everywhere are my ears, everywhere are my legs, everywhere. You don't see? I came with water. Something was wrong with your practice. I chanting Hare Krishna for many years. What is the level of our consciousness? We don't see Krishna before us. We only see people who are disturbing us. Yeah, because of you, I'm not doing the business because of you. It's not because of anybody. It's because you are not interested to chant. Can anyone stop anyone from sleeping? Can anyone stop anyone from eating? Yet, somebody can stop us from devotional service. It means we are lazy. So, we should practice our Krishna consciousness to the level that we want to see Krishna in everything. This is a message. Krishna used this tapasvi to teach us. He was doing austerity, but his heart was very strong because of pride. It was a mechanical austerity. Here, Lord Sahadev taught Tapo Devam, transcendental austerity. What does it do? Successful deed. It purifies the heart. That is Krishna consciousness. Purifies the heart. And when the heart is purified, we are transferred to Dhamma Sokyam to Anantam. That has a process. To get to this level, it has a process. What is the process? Tapo Devam, transcendental austerity, will lead us to unlimited bliss. So we should see Krishna everywhere, in everything.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
You explained very nicely the devotional service. So my question is that a person who is only worshipping the deity, but he is not respecting devotees. So in Bhagavatam, Nime Maharaj was instructed that he is the Prakruta Bhakta, Sa Bhakta Prakruta Sunataha. So how a person who is worshipping deity with love and affection, and how he can gradually develop his consciousness towards Uttam? And why he is considered as Prakruta Bhakta, means material consciousness, though he is accepting Lord, it's supreme. So why he is considered as Prakrut?
Good. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur told a story of one pujari. Pujari is the most closest person to Krishna. So he's supposed to be the most advanced person. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that this pujari became a ghost in the next life. How is that? It means that he is not a pujari, he is doing idol worship. That is what he has been doing. All the time he has been there, he is an idol worshipper, not a deity worshipper. And also in Analanath, this person is also there. Pujari taking care of the deity, but he does not accept that this is the supreme presence of Godhead. It's just a ritual. He's just doing that to earn a living. If one continues to exist in Krishna consciousness mechanically, the devotional service or deity worship he does becomes a burden. It becomes a punishment, because he's not going to liberate himself and he's not going to liberate others. So, how can such a person, a neophyte Kanista Bhakta, become successful in Krishna consciousness? If he gets mercy, somehow or other, if he gets mercy from a pure devotee, he'll be transformed. If he serves a devotee, he will become transformed. If he constantly pray, the deity, although he does not recognize Krishna as the supreme person, but he's just doing that, or he has no respect for the devotees, but if he prays, as he's doing his service mechanically, if he constantly pray and chant the holy name, he will be successful in due course of time. Because the devotional service is very, very powerful. So powerful like fire. Lokesh and Toludava in 11th canto. Very powerful like fire. And if he has some sincerity, although he's a fool, but if he has some sincerity, he has a very good chance. If he has no sincerity in the mechanical service he's doing, it will be difficult for him to get help. It will be difficult. If he's sincere, he will get help.
Then Maharaj, how he can consider that he is worshipping the deity with the love and affection? Sraddhayat heto means he is Sraddha. If he is not respecting devotees, how he can consider?
If he is not respecting devotees, his service is not devotional service, he is not out of love. There is no Krishna without devotees. There's nothing like Krishna consciousness without devotee. We can never become a pure devotee without the mercy of a pure devotee. It's not possible. A pure devotee gives pure devotion. He gives Krishna. Because Krishna is in his heart, he can give Krishna. So if we have no respect for a devotee, and how can we say his service is devotional? Out of love. What is the love? Only those who are pure serve Krishna with love. Conditioned soul can never serve Krishna with love. It is conditional service, conditional devotional service. It's not pure devotional service. It's conditional devotional service, full of contaminations.
Then we can say it's a conditioned devotee. What is the difference between material people and this devotee? What is the difference between this materialistic people and this devotee?
Oh, the difference between this devotee and those who have not started devotional service is that somehow or other he has started a journey. That's the difference. He has started a journey, although he has not reached his destination, but he has started a journey. So he's better than those who have not started. But if he's not careful, those who are even still in the home will be better, because when they start the journey, if they are very sincere, they can jump over him. So there is no guarantee, although he has started, he will reach there before others who have not started. Therefore, his position is delicate. If we should hear so that we can get the message, that message will get us purified to do devotional service purely. Yes, my teacher want to comment. My teacher is sitting there, so it's a great fortune she want to comment on this.
Shri Maharaj,
Hare Krishna.
You have answered everything. Just a little summary of what you said. Spiritual advancement from Kanishtha to Madhyam to Uttama depends on faith and knowledge. And like we say that the Kanishtha is, his faith is komala, fragile. But then among Kanishthas also there are different levels of Kanishtha. There are those who are just coming to offer obeisances to the deities and don't look towards the devotees. And there are those who actually come and surrender to Krishna, don't have full understanding of the value of devotees. And they may also be worshipping the deities or doing all the different activities of devotional service, but they don't have so much affection. They don't have so much affection and respect for the devotees. And then the point of knowledge is what you mentioned, that we advance through hearing. So devotional life or spiritual life starts with shravanam, hearing. And that's why Prabhupada has made this arrangement for all of us to be regularly hearing Bhagavatam. And also you said that devotees, senior devotees are coming and serving these devotees and having the association, we get mercy from them. It's just comment.
Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Glorious Asambha, Jai Sri Krishna Prabhupada. Jai Sri Krishna Prabhupada.